Let us pray. Jesus, looking at them, said, "With men it is impossible, but not with God, for all things are possible with God." Mark chapter 10, verse 27. Dear Lord, you make the seemingly impossible possible. You display your power and majesty by fulfilling your promises. I choose to put my faith in you today, O Lord, so I can walk confidently. Christmas is supposed to be a season of joy, but it sometimes makes me anxious. There are people to please, finances to consider, and family issues that reemerge. I ask you to remind me of the peace of your presence in me and hope of your love for me. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thank you for praying with me today. Now discover the profound intricacies of Scripture through Pray.com's podcast, The Heartbeat of Faith with Dr. Andrew Farley.
The fulfilled prophecies that we see through Jesus remind us that he wasn't God's backup plan. No, Christmas is the realization of God's promised rescue and redemption. This was always the plan. And before the angels sang over the shepherds that glorious night, Scripture had been singing a hopeful prophecy about the promised Son of God.
Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin will conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. Isaiah 7:14.
Hi, I'm Dr. Andrew Farley. Welcome to the Heartbeat of Faith podcast. It's the Christmas season, and many of us have already begun planning for family gatherings and even listening to Christmas music. There's an eager anticipation of Christmas that fills us with joy. The Bible teaches us that God's people had a similar anticipation leading up to the birth of Jesus. From the very beginning, they eagerly awaited the promised Messiah. Dozens of prophecies in the Old Testament point forward to Christ's coming, creating expectant hope. The first is in Genesis, after Adam and Eve had sinned.
God looked to the serpent and said, "Because of this, you are cursed to crawl and eat dust for the rest of your days. One day I will make things right, and a son of Eve will come and you will bruise his heel, but he will crush your head." This would be the foreshadowing of Jesus coming to put an end to evil on the cross.
The prophecy in Genesis was fulfilled on Christmas morning. A promised son was born of a woman, and he came to conquer the serpent and crush him on the cross. We see this fulfilled in Jesus and celebrated in the New Testament letters. Hebrews 2:14 says, "Since the children have flesh and blood, Jesus also shared in their humanity, so that by his death he might break the power of him who holds the power of death, that is, the devil." Likewise, Romans 16:20 says, "The God of peace will soon crush Satan under your foot." Lastly, the Apostle Paul might have been thinking of the fulfillment of this prophecy when he wrote Galatians.
"But when the fullness of the time came, God sent out his Son, born to a woman, born under the law, that he might redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the adoption as children." Galatians 4:4.
The prophet Micah prophesied that the shepherd of Israel would come from Bethlehem, the hometown of David. Mary and Joseph were from Nazareth. But by the providence of God, there was a mandatory census that forced them to return to Bethlehem. If it weren't for the forced census, Jesus would not have been born in Bethlehem.
It was late, and the night sky was painted with bright stars. Joseph looked up at the vastness of the universe. He felt small sitting under the galaxies, and thought about the great plans of God. Then he looked down to see Mary lying on her side under the blankets. Joseph stroked her hair and covered her shoulders with the covers. They were on their way to Bethlehem for the census. Joseph had wed Mary despite his doubts. It hurt at first when he saw that she was with child, but the Lord was faithful and visited him in a dream. He told him of how Mary became pregnant. Joseph went from overwhelming heartbreak to overwhelming gratitude. "Why did the Lord choose me?" he thought to himself. He was honored and felt the intense responsibility of caring for the Son of God and his mother. He sat up all night, determined to protect her and the unborn child. In just a day's time, they would be in Bethlehem, the birthplace of David.
Of course, false or fake prophecy tends to be very general and therefore easy to fulfill. So false prophets trick the masses. But the predictions concerning the Messiah were so specific that only divine providence could satisfy them. For example, Isaiah prophesied that the Messiah would be called Emmanuel and that he would be born of a virgin.
"Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin will conceive and bear a son and shall call his name Emmanuel." Isaiah 7:14.
The prophecy of Isaiah seemed almost impossible. But is anything impossible with God?
Gabriel bent down closely to her. "You will conceive a son. His name will be Jesus. He will be the promised son of David, the Messiah, the son of the living God, the King to bring peace upon all the nations." Mary's eyes began to water as the angel spoke. "His kingdom will reign forever. At his name, every knee shall bow, and every broken heart made whole." Mary wiped her eyes and looked up at the angel. "How could this be? I am a virgin, and I am not yet married to Joseph." Gabriel gave a warm grin to the girl. "The same Holy Spirit that hovered over the waters of the earth will come upon you. The power of the Most High God will be with you. The baby will be born holy and will be the Son of God himself." Gabriel stood to his feet and began to exit. He turned to Mary and said, "Much has been set in motion, O favored one. Even your cousin Elizabeth has become pregnant in her old age. You may go and see her for yourself. The word of God will never fail." And with those words, the angel disappeared.
All these fulfilled prophecies remind us of the magnitude of the gift we've been given. This season, as we celebrate under the shimmer of starlit skies and the warm glow of family gatherings, let's remember that the greatest gift didn't come wrapped in paper, but swaddled in a manger. Jesus, God's promise, made flesh. Through him, we've received treasures far beyond the perishable. The once-for-all forgiveness that wipes our slate clean, liberating us from the chains of the law. In Jesus, we find total acceptance in the family of God, an unconditional love that knows no bounds, and a new identity rooted not in our deeds, but in his grace. And perhaps the most profound gift of all, our union with Christ, a bond unbreakable, an inheritance eternal. As we celebrate his arrival, let's embrace these gifts with joyous hearts, for in him we find the true essence of Christmas, the enduring echo of heavenly grace that whispers hope into our world. Blessed are we, forever united in his love. May the grace of Jesus be the gift that continually gives you peace and joy. Thank you for listening to today's episode of the Heartbeat of Faith podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode or learned something new about the Bible, share it with a friend or family member. Don't forget to download the Pray.com app. And for more encouragement in God's grace, visit AndrewFarley.org. That's AndrewFarley.org.